Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
There you go. Norman Leahy is a reporter for Real Clear Investigations, the editor at Ballotpedia, and the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. And Norman, I'm glad to have you here this morning. A lot of talk from senior officials in the state of Virginia over the last few days. Give me the latest on this Mark Herring op-ed, the attorney general. We have not heard much from him, and he's been allowed to kind of lay low while the lieutenant governor and the governor have really taken a beating for their issues. What's the latest on Mark Herring?
Yeah, you're exactly right that Mark Herring has been pretty much invisible the last, it seems like five lifetimes.
He's lucky.
All this broke. Yeah, he is. He is lucky. But he did come out with this op-ed in the Richmond Times-Dispatch that essentially brought back to people's memory why he might be in a little bit of trouble, that he did appear in blackface while he was a teenager at UVA. He's extraordinarily sorry for it, but he goes on to talk about the things that we need to do as a commonwealth, as a people, as a government, to address these historical wrongs that he says still linger, pointing to the areas where advances have been made, criminal justice reform, anti-discrimination laws, but that so much more needs to be done, education, health care. His wrap-up, I thought, was fascinating in this piece. He said, let's not lose this opportunity. Let's take a moment for honesty and progress. I'm ready to do my part. That serves you as an old communications pro, John. We'll recognize that there's a lot going on in those few words.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think he did this? I mean, is he being pressured behind the scenes from all of the progressives that he has to curry favor with, and this was the only way he could maybe shut them up?
Well, for
just to be blunt,
I don't know that that's possible.
I don't think it is either. So I think he's stupid to go out and write this, to be honest with you.
Well, let's put it this way: a cynic would say. And I'm not saying that I'm a cynic or that any of the listeners are, but that he is putting this out there as a sort of an inoculation piece to say, look, I did wrong. But you know what? I'm willing to carry whatever message and go to any lengths you need as long as I can be your nominee for governor in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to fend off a challenge.
He's and groveling.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I think that's what Ralph Northam is doing. Ralph Northam's going to spend the next 3 years, kissing the feet of any African-American leader in his party who demands his allegiance just to try to stay in office. And I thought maybe Mark Herring somehow had avoided all that. But, maybe I was underestimating the pressure he's getting that we're just not seeing.
Yeah, Herring has to be under some pressure. And quite honestly, the top three Democratic office holders in the state, or at least the state government, have all been operating under a mutually assured destruction pact
that if
one goes, they all go.
Mm-hmm.
Herring is probably trying to at least position himself for the next round and make himself at least the last viable candidate standing. Don't know how successful that's going to be.
Me either. So what happens with the Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox? He has penned an op-ed as well.
Yeah, interestingly, in the same Sunday edition of the RTD, by the way, aren't we a great subscription service for them? it's one of the things that a good speaker does is wrap up the session saying, here's what we accomplished, particularly in an election year when they're going to be in so many districts running under court-drawn maps, including Mr. Cox, that would tend, at least in the 30,000-foot view, to favor Democrats. But doing what I thought was some very shrewd stuff as well, saying that while all of this chaos was happening among the top three on the Democratic side, those of us elected in the legislature were doing our jobs. We passed a budget. It's balanced. By the way, you got some tax relief coming your way. We gave raises to school teachers. We were the steady hands talking about the kitchen table issues. Mm-hmm. And he also said, we're he set a bar. The Republicans have set a bar for stability that you can judge as you go to the polls in November. Very shrewd, very interesting positioning.
For the most part, that's true, don't you think? I mean, I was surprised the legislature was not more distracted by what was going on the other side of the walls at the Capitol. I'm a partisan, but objectively, don't you think that's correct?
It could have been very easy for this whole thing to spin out of control. I think and there were probably some in the press corps who would have enjoyed that because it would have made for even better.
Lots of stories.
Yeah, but let's face it, they buckled down against the whirlwind elsewhere and did their job. They only had to go into one day of overtime to make sure the budget was done. So no big deal.
I do think that's impressive. And real quick, I'm watching the clock. Where is the governor? He's. In theory, at least, he would be joining us for Ask the Governor next week. So, of course, I would love to welcome him here and give him an opportunity to speak. But have we seen him?
The governor has been doing little pop-ups. He popped up at a slave commission meeting here last week, surprise visit. Of course, his wife got into a bit of a stir. That's another. It either did happen or didn't happen that she was handing out, cotton bowls to African-American Senate pages.
Or all the pages. I thought that story was such a cheap shot, Norman. I mean, the poor lady, she's an elementary school teacher, and she was given a tour. I just think that was really, ganging up on her for something that was pretty innocent. No,
I think you're absolutely right. But it also shows the peril that the Northams now, as a pair, are still in. Wherever they turn, they're going to threaten to be stepping on a rake that's just going to smack them right between the eyes.
Yeah, well, that's
heck of a position to be in for 3 years.
No kidding. If it were closer to the end of the term, they might be able to navigate that. I just think even their own, even the members of their own party seem to be laying in wait for one perceived error to hit them. So,
that's all it takes.
Yeah, Norman Leahy, the editor at Ballotpedia and the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. Always enjoy talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.